fight or flight. Those are our two hardwired tendencies. In the face of the biggest of big problems, do I run at them, perhaps even recklessly at them, or do I run from them, perhaps even without courage from them? Hopefully, we know our tendencies a bit, where we tend to fall on that fight or flight spectrum. And if we do, at least this morning, we can say we're a bit ahead of the apostles. One dinner conversation turns into clear fight or flight examples. Judas takes the flight part, Peter the fight. We don't know Judas's complete motivations this week. John's gospel hints at greed. Other thoughts would have him dissatisfied with Jesus's mission and ministry, not having enough of a real-world political focus. Judas's flight sets into motion the rest, including Peter's fight. Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. The boldness of Peter has always been there, and soon he will be drawing a sword and cutting off a servant's ear with that boldness. I guess we can say he's a little closer than Judas to the mark, but as a side note on that mark, to just get an ear on Friday, was that some sort of skillful warning shot, or more likely, did Peter nearly miss the target completely? Neither fight nor flight is praised by Jesus. Better is his own stance, not to fight, not to flight, but perhaps we could say to acknowledge the fright, to choose what he has observed as God's will. In the face of the biggest of big problems, how do I respond? Recklessly or with a lack of courage? Jesus knows what's happening and still keeps his eyes fixed. May we wire that a bit more into our reactions, acknowledging some real fright out there today and keeping our eyes fixed on the Lord.